There are many things that remind us of Easter. Tell us some things that remind us of Easter. Easter bunny?
The eggs.
The Easter eggs. You're going to say eggs?
Candy.
Okay, we have flowers. Look at the lilies and the flowers. We have, someone said the Easter bunnies, Easter baskets. One thing that all of us, when we think of, who said Easter eggs? Easter eggs, that's right. Look at my beautiful Easter egg. Okay, how many of you have been on an Easter egg hunt? If not, you will this morning. Okay. Well, have you ever wondered why we use Easter eggs to represent a Easter? Why do we use eggs? Eggs. Well, I'm going to tell you. When a mother hen sits on her eggs for a few weeks, what happens?
It hatches.
Hatches. Baby chicks. Okay. So that's right. In a few weeks, the eggs begin to crack open and little baby chicks come out. An egg means new life. Think of the baby chicks. It's new life comes out of those eggs, okay? It reminds us that there is new life inside that can come out. We celebrate Easter Sunday because that is the day that Jesus came out of the tomb and he was alive. This morning, I've brought a very special Easter egg, and I'm going to show you why. Why I call it the real Easter egg. Here, I'll show you, right? I'll get down here with you. Okay. This is why I call this egg the real Easter egg. Are you ready?
Representing Jesus getting out of the grave.
Did you hear that, child? Here's the empty egg, by the way. Did you hear what he said it represented? Jesus coming out of the grave. The egg is empty. That's why I call it the real Easter egg. It reminds me that on Easter Sunday, when Jesus' followers, and Pastor read this in the gospel, went to the tomb was empty. An angel was there to tell them, he is not here. He has risen, just as he said. The grave is empty. Jesus isn't in there. He's alive. And because he is alive, we too can have new life in him. Let's pray. Dear Lord, today we celebrate the empty grave. We thank you that Jesus is not in the grave. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.